Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I'm Brian Clark. A spokesman for New York Attorney General Letitia James says a federal subpoena represents a weaponization of the justice system. This subpoena covers James' civil fraud case against President Trump and a separate case she brought against the NRA, the purpose to see if the civil rights of either side were violated. ABC's Aaron Katursky explains what's next.
In theory, the attorney general could try to go to court to quash them. I would imagine that that's what her attorney, Abby Lowell, will try to do at the outset. We'll see how far the case actually goes. There had been no complaint during the trial by the president that his civil rights were being violated.
Today, the president will host the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan at the White House. The two sides will sign a peace treaty to end decades of conflict, but no end to the Russia-Ukraine conflict, despite today's deadline from President Trump for Russia to agree to a ceasefire. This is ABC News. The meat plant at the heart of last year's deadly food poisoning outbreak is set to reopen in a few months, even though the company's still finding problems in other facilities, says ABC's Sherry Preston.
The USDA suspended operations at the Boar's Head Deli Meat Plant in Jarrett, Virginia last September after an inspection showed it was at the heart of dozens of illnesses and at least 10 deaths due to listeria. Ag officials said they had thoroughly reviewed the plant and on July 18th gave it the okay to reopen. However, an AP investigation found that Boar's Head plants in Arkansas, Indiana, and other states had been flagged for the same kinds of unsanitary conditions, some as recently as June.
Billy Houghton died this week. The former Green Bay Packers star was believed to be the oldest living NFL player. He was 95. He starred for the Packers in the 1950s. He scored the first receiving touchdown at Lambeau Field. He was also an original Dallas Cowboy and the first president of the NFL Players Association. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become vacation you. Who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist, because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Lawmakers from four states, including Wisconsin, are demanding accountability for Canadian wildfire smoke. Governor Tony Evers says he'd welcome dialogue on a solution if it's productive.
To just say, well, darn it, Manitoba, stop doing it, that's not an answer. And so having some sort of vote on that, I don't see that as being particularly helpful.
Republican State Representative Calvin Callahan of Tomahawk joined legislators from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota in a letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency calling for an investigation into Canadian fire management practices. The former clerk of the rural Marathon County town of Bergen pleads guilty to stealing thousands of dollars in public funds.
Glorianne Doyle pled guilty to stealing public funds, forgery, and misconduct in public office on Thursday. with five additional counts then dismissed as part of the deal. The 65-year-old used her position as the clerk to write herself a handful of checks totaling more than $100,000, saying she had fallen behind on bills, including her mortgage. She now faces more than 35 years in prison at sentencing, which will be scheduled for this fall. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Waupaca County jury is having trouble reaching a unanimous verdict after a second day of deliberations in a more than 30-year-old double murder. Judge Raymond Huber was asked what the jury should do if one juror has made up their mind and is not changing it.
You've all heard the evidence and seen the exhibits, and I'm hoping everyone will go back into the jury room and truthfully discuss your opinions and try to reach a collective verdict.
57-year-old Tony Hossie is charged in the 1992 murders of Tana Togstad and Timothy Mumbrew. He was arrested in 2022 following a DNA match. If jurors can't reach a decision, a mistrial may be declared. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Now's the time of year when most propane companies send out contracts for next year. But before you make a commitment, ask yourself, are you happy with the service you received? I mean, it's easy now, but what about during the coldest days of winter? Chippewa Valley Energy provides propane and fuel to over 13 counties in western Wisconsin. Most importantly, Chippewa Valley Energy brings you dependable deliveries with 24-hour service, no matter what the weather. And when it comes to home heat, Chippewa Valley Energy features a scheduled delivery program perfect for today's lifestyle. Visit their Facebook page or website, ChippewaValleyEnergy.com. Your energy choice made easy. Chippewa Valley Energy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then strong to severe thunderstorms are expected tomorrow. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently 82 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Continue to build. The markets are anticipating the first big production report of the year. And another derecho blew through the northern plains. We've got a lot to cover on this week's Free for All.
Friday via Farm Journal broadcast. This is AgriTalk. This morning it's our Friday free-for-all with panelists Sean Haney and Jim Wiesmeyer. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Happy Friday morning, brother. Everything good?
Everything is great. Didn't mean to come in hot there with the Fridays. Just to clarify, there is no truck pull involved with today's show. It's just a Friday show. That's all. I may have oversold it. I have a tendency to do that this week, Chip.
You feeling it? What's going
Unbridled
on?
Unbridled enthusiasm, baby. I can't hold it back.
That's it. That's it. That's it right there. 80 degrees already here in Northeast Iowa this morning.
Yeah.
It's gonna get a little muggy today, no doubt.
83 here the next couple of nights, and I think last night too. Nighttime temperatures not very deep into the 70s at all. We're looking at 78 degrees tonight for the overnight low. I mean, come on, that's hot.
Yeah, yep. It is an issue, and it's starting to show up in some of the reports on social media, and you know, I know that you have to take. You got to be careful what you see out on social media. I get it.
Fair.
But the thing that concerns me the most right now is there is way too much corn that is denting in the early stages of dent for August 8th. That means that crop has been pushed. It's been moved along very quickly since pollination. And that typically is not a good thing. So we'll talk more about that as the show goes on, because of course we've got to do a little bit of preview work for the crop production and supply and demand report that is coming up on Tuesday this next week. Big report coming our way.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Well, welcome to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us on this Friday morning. Wiesmeyer is going to be in here, Real Agriculture. Sean Haney is going to be in here. And it sounds like the Trump-Putin meeting is going to happen. I want to get Jim's take on it. I want to find out exactly when, where, how, and what might be decided if the two leaders do get together. So we're going to do that. Plus, get this. Today, a couple of anniversaries today. A couple of noteworthy anniversaries today. Today is the 20th anniversary of the Renewable Fuel Standard.
Looky there.
Look at what that has given us to talk about for the last 20 years.
Sometimes with clenched teeth, sometimes pounding on the desk with much fervor and gusto. Sure, why not?
15 billion gallons is 15 billion gallons.
My favorite is, you're breaking the
law.
Mm-hmm. That's just good radio right there. Solid gold, baby.
Oh, man. And today marks President Trump's 200th day in office.
Wow, okay.
It feels like 2 years, I know. But
it really does.
It's his 200th day in office. It's been an eventful 200 days. Boy, talking about giving us things to talk about, that man really does it, doesn't he?
I should say not a day wasted in the 200-day period here for sure.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. I think you're right. All right, let's get to the news, buddy.
Chip, the National Weather Service is calling for scattered severe thunderstorms, which may produce damaging winds, large hail, or a tornado or two, and heavy rain across parts of the upper Midwest, mainly this evening through Saturday. Very hot temperatures will continue through today across the desert southwest, which could break daily high temperature records. You thought it was hot before, apparently, in the southwest. It's going to get a little zoppity-er.
Yep, exactly. A line of storms made their way from eastern Montana through North Dakota into northern Minnesota overnight. It looks like it's going to be classified as a derecho. Pretty intense storm still happening in eastern Minnesota, northeast Minnesota, heading for the UP there. And up in southern Ontario, there's some storms too. And back in Saskatchewan, there are some storms that are firing up.
Well, Chip, grains saw some mild corrective pullbacks overnight following encouraging gains posted yesterday. Corn, soybeans, and wheat were each around 2 cents lower. The U.S. dollar index also under light pressure as crude futures firmed mildly. That's just ahead of the open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trading a little bit higher in the corn market. Boy, if we can, if December corn could find a way to close above 410 today, that would be a very good sign that the momentum has turned in that corn market.
Well, Chip, the relative strength index shows August live cattle moving into overbought territory, suggesting a downside correction may be in the cards, but rising boxer beef prices and still elevated cash cattle prices are working to keep futures supported. Meanwhile, profit-taking following recent gains in lean hog futures pressured futures, but the downside was limited by a jump in wholesale pork prices. Kind of two different markets there. The same story, though, hey?
Yeah, well, the cattle market is littered with the carcasses of traders that tried to short the cattle market just because it was in overbought territory. It can stay overbought for a long, long time. But today we are setting back. There is profit taking.
Well, Chip, private exporters reported the sales of 125,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations. That's for the 25-26 marketing year. We've seen some that come out and then they change it and then they change who and then they change what. Are we comfortable with this one, buddy?
I'm going to go with it. I'm going to stick with
that.
It. Yep.
Roger that. Well, Bloomberg reports President Trump's advisors are impressed with Fed Reserve Governor Christopher Waller's willingness to move on policy based on forecasting and his deep knowledge of the Federal Reserve System. Waller, along with Kevin Warsh and Kevin Hassett, is a top candidate to serve as the central bank's chair. USDA's land values summary confirmed another increase in the value of U.S. farmland. Danny Munch, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, put the rise at 4.3% or $180 per acre. That brings the national average to a record high of $4,350 per acre. Mr. Munch said, quote, "This marks the fifth consecutive year of land value increases, though the pace has slowed over the years. Chip cash rents also hit record high levels, rising 0.6% to an average of $161 per acre, that according to the summary.
You know, that's pretty amazing, given the economic and financial conditions that we face right now, that the land market just continues to march forward.
Well, Chip, the global shipping container market will expand 2 to 4% this year, Copenhagen-based A.P. Møller-Mærsk Company said yesterday. The company, the bellwether for world trade, raised its financial outlook for 2025, saying demand outside North America, it's proving resilient even amid concerns over a trade war, Chip.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got a couple of other news items on there that we will get to, because one of them I want to talk about on the free-for-all with African swine fever spreading across Vietnam right now. That has the potential to be a big issue for us going forward. All right, thank you, Davis. Hey, we've got the free-for-all coming up next. For those of you looking for Jennifer Scheich, Jennifer's at the State Fair today, so we wish her and her family good luck there at the State Fair.
At United Animal Health, we all share a love for animals. We have devoted our lives to agriculture and to the well-being and productivity of animals. With our guiding principle to always have the best answer, we listen to the animal and let the animal tell us what works and what doesn't. We know that if the animal is healthy and productive, so is the producer, the consumer, and our communities. Learn more at unitedanh.com.
Farmers and ranchers, RCIS is here for you. We're here with responsive claim service, so you can rest easy no matter what comes your way. Here with local agents who understand your operation. And here with coverage options to support you through increased input costs and market prices. Talk to your agent about your risk management plan or visit RCIS.com. At RCIS, we're here when it matters most. RCIS is an equal opportunity provider. Coverage is underwritten by Rural Community Insurance Company.
Hi, I'm Kendall Bonds, Director of Product at Peterson Farm Seed. I joined the team earlier this year, and I'm excited to be part of a company that puts agronomy front and center. Because farmers aren't just picking hybrids or varieties anymore. We're managing IDC and white mold and tar spot and a dozen other curveballs that Mother Nature throws at us. That's why our lineup is built on more than 40,000 replicated plots in 2025. Real data and real fields right here in the Northern Plains. And our expanded agronomy team is out walking those fields, keeping an eye on what's showing up and what's standing strong. We trust our genetic suppliers, but we don't take their word for it. We verify everything in local plots before it goes in a bag with our name on it. If you haven't worked with Peterson Farm Seed yet, now's a great time. Our welcome mat is always out. Give us a call or visit PetersonFarmsSeed.com.
What's the first thing?
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home. They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
AgriTalk is brought to you by United Animal Health, scientifically better animal nutrition. Visit United Animal Health at booth V535.
Welcome back to AgriTalk on this Friday morning. It means it's time for the free-for-all here on AgriTalk. Let's bring in policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer. Jim, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm here, ready to go.
Fantastic, fantastic. Real Agriculture's Real Ag Radio, Sean Haney. Hey, Haney, what's up, man?
Hey, Chip, it's great to be here. It's been a great week. I've been on a little vacay a little bit, but I'm ready to talk about the biggest issues of the week for sure.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I do want to throw this out there. Since we've last talked, the Cubs played 500 ball. They are still staying, they're still 18 games over 500. And we have gone from a game back to four games back because the Brewers can't lose.
The Brew Crew is hot.
Oh, 9-1 in their last 10.
Yep.
It's absolutely amazing. How's your Nats doing there, Wiesmeyer?
Well, we're only 20 games behind. We have about the reverse record of the Cubs, but both teams are going nowhere, Chip. Sorry.
Oh, you're killing me,
he's
man.
He's going to open with that.
A couple of a Brewers fan that stays in regular contact with me. Hey, Brian. Made the comment about, you better start buying your Cubs puts because that team's about to fall apart. And I said, the Brewers are hot. If they stay on this base, they're going to win 120 games and lose in the first round because that's what the Brewers do.
Well, the Jays managed to go to Colorado and score like 48 runs in three games.
Yeah. I saw that. Oh, man, oh, man. All right, let's get to it. I think I want to start with this. Trump's 200 days in office. Today marks his 200th day. It's been a phenomenal 200 days, hasn't it, Jim?
Yes, it has. He's trying to revolutionize a number of industries, Chip, and policy, and the biggest one, as we've talked so much about, is trade policy. And the biggest thing is he's brought to his policy is a foreign policy connection to it. And that's what his Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, said on Fox News last night. And he wants to drive reshoring. But that foreign policy tool, you're seeing it with India right now that he's using it.
Yeah, India continues to buy cheap oil out of Russia, funding the Russian war machine, I guess. And President Trump is not very happy about that, is he?
No. And India is trying to consider concessions to Trump after that 50% additional hike, or, 50% tariff hike. And their prime minister in India is telling his farmers they're going to be protected. So haven't we heard that one before from the U.S. side? And Reuters reported today that India froze U.S. defense purchases amid that tariff dispute. So there's big things going on with India. But as Sean and I earlier talked about, when you're trying to negotiate with India, you can get maybe to the 20-yard line, but that's about it. And that proved to be the case again with their talks with the U.S.
Yeah, they know this game very well. Listen, having better trade with India, it's an important goal, but we just, you can't underestimate their ability to play this game over a very long period. You know, when you talk to people that have negotiated with India, you can be talking to somebody for 2 years, a key person, and then you realize it's not exactly the right person because now you're supposed to talk to somebody else over here. It's a challenge, and it's we'll see if the USTR is up to it.
The market angle in this, Chip, is that maybe a number of countries have probably delayed purchases of U.S. commodities because they think this international court is going to rule against the U.S. And as Trump fears, his trade policy will not totally implode. He's got some other angles, but it won't be as effective as it is now. That's just speculation, but some people are telling me that.
Well, I think that's very true, Jim, because it's the same reason why a lot of boardrooms are delaying the decision to do reshoring. There was an alliance trading survey out in May that talked about 90% of companies are looking at reshoring efforts, but the implementation of that is not as fast as that acknowledgement because they're worried that it's not a systemic change. It's a negotiating tool. And so, therefore, they don't want to, start relocating people, then find out a month later, oh, sorry, just kidding, we've got a deal and we're going back to good relations again. So it really pushes that decision out.
So playing the waiting game in this case, Jim, is it going to pay off for them?
No. It will not.
I don't think so either.
It'll just take longer to use some of these other tools, but we know Trump and his people. They'll find other ways.
You know, well, if this would have been Trump 1.0, if this was Trump 1.0, and we weren't to this point until, you know, 2.5 years in to his first term, then I would say, okay, you know what? You could probably wait it out for another 18 months and you can maybe avoid some of these issues. We're 200 days in. He's got 3+ years left to implement and drive this change. You can't outwait that, no. Right?
You know, Bessent said in the interview last night on Fox News, he was asked about reports that BRICS members, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, are discussing ways to counter those U.S. tariffs. And he dismissed the risk as, quote, mostly performative. He said everyone wants access to the U.S. market. Yeah. Other than a brief retaliation by China, there's been absolutely no retaliation. And he revealed that the U.S. has substantial trade deals with about 2/3 of its 18 major partners.
Of which those deals we're really waiting for a lot of details on. And we know there's a deal, but we really don't know the significance of it. So I on the IEPA, I agree. I'm not sure that playing this out over the long term is going to benefit some of the countries trying to have a trade deal with the U.S. But there's another long game factor that some countries are playing, which is the what happens in the back half of 25, beginning of 26, when it comes to the U.S. economy and something like inflation. As tariffs are implemented, we get through the front-loading inventory. Does the American consumer begin to feel some pain, which forces President Trump to shift the strategy? That's another lane that is a possibility here.
But Bessent commented on that, too. He projected a wave of capital expenditure investment and job creation driven by what he said was reshoring linked to that trade policy. He mentioned Apple's pledge of $600 billion in CapEx and Micron's $200 billion plan. His direct quote from this tariff policy, we expect to take in hundreds of billions of dollars, substantial reshoring, and by the fourth quarter of this year and first half of next year, significant job creation and expansion. There's the other side of this.
Yeah.
And
that's robust the concern.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is concern on the reshoring. One of the things that is a barrier to the reshoring is availability of labor. You know, U.S. unemployment is still relatively low. So go ahead, Jeff.
And energy. Yeah. I mean, we're part of this whole effort is going to have to be a buildup of the grid to make sure that all these manufacturing sites, whether it be technology or steel, to make sure that it's got all the energy that it needs. Just got a text from a listener, said, why aren't we seeing any ag in these trade agreements, Jim?
Well, you saw some for the meat sector, and we may get a little concession on India if we ever get an agreement. I think there's been some ag, but not to the degree I know that the U.S. farmers and ranchers want. That's it.
I was reminded the main of the focus. Conversation with Jeff Cooper, who said ethanol, at least ethanol, is at the forefront of these trade conversations.
Absolutely.
There's that.
And look energy. At Brazil. Brazil, the tax on there, they're not going to send us as much ethanol anymore. Yep.
Energy, autos, and planes. Agriculture is in the periphery of the focus. Those are the three things that they continue to focus on with these trade deals. That's where there actually is numbers, not like what we're seeing in ag, which is there's not big wins out there.
I think that's one major caveat. If we ever get another phase two or whatever they want to call it, agreement with China by the end of this year, I think there will be some purchase agreements again with the more effective clause of making them deliver. So that's, by the end of the year, Jeff.
And we have to remember, as Bessent said, there's not been any retaliation. If there had been retaliation, I think we'd be talking about U.S. ag products a whole lot more than what we are, because it would have been the target of that retaliation. All right, yes. We're going to keep the free-for-all going next here on AgriTalk.
Hear that? Those are Pioneer brand soybean and corn fields, the number one seed brand in the U.S., ready to harvest. The combine reaps and separates row after row of innovative genetics. Soybeans fall into bins and bounce off the tin with unbeatable yields. Pioneer corn and soybean seed is the number one brand in the U.S. This is what it sounds like to plant number one. Learn more at pioneer.com/topcrop.
At Hexagon, we are experts behind the world's most precise machines, from race cars and jets to tractors, sprayers, and combines. In the field, our technology provides farm equipment with sub-inch precision. Pass after pass, field after field, year after year. Anywhere you farm, anytime you need. We are guiding your equipment and maximizing your potential. Keep up with the agriculture evolution by trusting Hexagon in your fields. This is how Hexagon is empowering agriculture. See how at hexagon.com.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The corn and soybean harvest is just around the corner. Farmers, are you struggling to find the people or equipment to haul your grain? Elsevier's got your back. Elsevier's on-farm pickup program allows you to stay in the field while Elsevier hauls your grain to the destination for you. Find your originator at elsevier.com or call Elsevier and talk about how they can help. Give it a try. Visit elsevier.com to learn more about Elsevier's FOB program.
We're seeing pretty heavy profit taking in live cattle and feeder cattle this morning.
Yep, and a little bit of pressure on lean hogs.
Yep, lean hogs down about a bit. Meanwhile, the CME lean hog index actually turned higher midweek, so that'll be something to look out for next week in lean hogs.
Excellent. All right, thank you, Lane. That is Pro Farmer economist Lane Acree. Be sure to check out what Pro Farmer's got to offer. Go to tryprofarmer.com.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never, ever become a minivan mom. So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wake up. Get ready. Grab breakfast. Go to work. Grab lunch. Come home. Run to practice. Run to the store. Grab dinner. Go to bed and repeat. Food fuels your day. And we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Learn from the experts at Yield Academy in Rochester, Minnesota on August 21st. Use promo code AgriTalk for a 50% discount. Go to farmjournalyieldacademy.com.
Welcome back to the free-for-all. We've got policy analyst Jim Wiesmeyer, Real Agriculture Sean Haney, and some listener input here. I love it. Hey, keep it coming, guys. I love the input here. soybean bookings for new crop are at a 20-year low, and China hasn't booked any. The listener made the point, there's your retaliation by China. They just haven't bought any new crop beans. I agree that the trade issues are why China, a big part of the reason why China is staying out of the market. But the market believes, I think, the market believes, most participants believe, that eventually China is going to have to buy some U.S. soybeans. That's when they will be determined on whether or not there's going to be any retaliation by China and if they're going to put some tariffs on U.S. beans. So eventually they're going to have to buy it. Who was it? Joe Vaclavic said on Monday or Tuesday in the afternoon show this week, Davis, that if the market participants, if everybody believed that China wasn't going to buy any beans, we'd probably have a $7 handle on beans right now and not a nine. So there's something to that. What do you think of that argument there, Jim?
Yeah, we'll just have back-end loaded purchases. And again, the significance of this potential U.S.-China Phase 2 agreement. You know, Trump, when you look at his history, he doesn't meet with people unless he has an agreement in his back pocket. And that must mean, relative to his meeting by the end of next week in one of four different locations with Putin, that he must have an agreement, at least with Putin. With Ukraine's a different story because they have to have a referendum if they give up any of their ground, and that's a whole other sort of set of problems.
Well, and it sounds like the borders are going to change on this deal, right?
They will, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
If you know, you look at some of the estimates on what the U.S. bean and corn crop could be, you know, if we have a 184 on corn, we're going to need China to buy some commodities in the back end of the year because we got some real supply on our hands here.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, if it's a 184, we're going to be talking about a carryover of about 2.1 to 2.2 billion bushels. And that makes it difficult to build much upside momentum in here. If we can keep our stocks to use ratio somewhere south of 12%, then I think the market will be vulnerable to some kind of a rally. But if we get into that 13-14% range on our stocks to use ratio, man, that makes it really, really difficult to bring buyers in. And the way things stand right now, there's just not many buyers in any of these markets. Everybody seems to be on a wait and see. Jim, the meeting is going to happen next week between Trump and Putin. What do you think will be the results? What will be the outcome of that meeting?
Well, again, with him meeting him, if he does, and I think he will, by the end of next week, that must mean he and Putin must have worked something out. And that means Putin must have got some ground in that. The unknown is what do they do with Ukraine as far as meeting, whether or not he'll meet with them separately or not.
Right. Okay.
And the factor here, though, is that I think in North America we underestimate the desire for both of these countries to not quit. As brutal as this war has been, I'm not as confident that this is just going to be the end is in sight of this conflict. I think we underestimate their willingness to continue to go to the end.
Yeah.
I think more so Russia. Ukraine's exhausted.
That's fair.
Yeah,
no doubt. Well, what is it, 3.5 years now? That they've been,
3+ years. Years
that they've been fighting. This is, it has lasted a whole lot longer than most anticipated, although it is going in the direction that many anticipated, that it's bloody. There is no question about that. Let's talk about the RFS celebrating 20-year anniversary today. Jim, how many times and how many articles and how many conversations have we had regarding the renewable fuel standard over the past 20 years? Yeah.
And even longer when you consider the first iteration, gasohol, Chip, until the industry got their act together, I think primarily as a result of good engineering by Breun, who taught the industry how to build efficient plants. It was a game changer. It made corn king, number one crop. Some of the livestock and turkey people can complain all they want that it has raised their prices. You wouldn't have had near the number of acres planted to corn had it not been for the RFS program.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but even livestock people complain about the front end of the corn crop cost. But also, we've also figured out on the livestock side how to incorporate something like DDGs, which is obviously an offshoot. To work into our nutrition programs.
At the beginning of the industry, as Chip well knows, it was a throwaway item. Now it's a premier alternative to soybean meal. And look at the water utilization. We're down at least 60% on the use of water in the formulation of corn-based ethanol. So there's a lot of things to be proud of. And now the ethanol industry has rebranded successfully, pointing out the octane. And if we ever get to not E15, E20 or even E30, there's your sweet spot. Then you don't have to rely on so much of the mandate, Chip, to the level that you're going to get the utilization at E20 to E30. And I think it's coming. I just don't know when.
So here's a question for you guys. In the last 20 years since this legislation, have we had any piece of legislation that has had the impact on rural communities and the industry? Like this is top of the mountain, isn't it?
Oh yeah, this is the big dog, the renewable fuel standard. There's no question about it. When you're talking about something that contributed to the use of 5.5 billion bushels of corn a year. And that's even with the efficiency gains that Jim is talking about. When these plants started going up, what was it, 2.2, 2.3 gallons per bushel of corn? Now it's 3+. And Jim made the points on what's going on with the water utilization and things like that. So we may have about between 15 and 16 billion gallon in official capacity out there right now, but I keep hearing that hey, if we had to, with the facilities that are out there right now, we could make about 18 billion gallons of ethanol in a year because of the efficiency gains. So it's pretty impressive, and the world has taken note. When you've got the rest of the world coming to the U.S. to buy octane, it's got to be a positive.
Yes, because of the cost considerations of the fuel, and also it reduces the impact on the need for additional exports. Chip, that's not saying exports are not important. They're very important, but it serves as a tempering device, because if you're not going to export as much, you must use more domestically, and not just corn. We can talk biodiesel. Look at the development of renewable diesel, biodiesel, et cetera. And if we can ever get the sustainable aviation fuel rules and regs out from Treasury and the IRS, maybe we can even get more optimistic.
Yeah, Jim Wiesmeyer knows what he's talking about. If you apply this knowledge on today's situation, this is, especially on the soybean front, this is where SAF and renewable diesel is so critical as a risk mitigation strategy against having to beg China to take some commodities off the hands of the U.S. farmer. Yeah. And so we have to apply that logic today.
Yep, Jim, I like what you said. You know, let's get to E20, the sweet spot, E30. But you got to get to E15 first, and there is the Ethanol for America bill out there from Ernst and Klobuchar that is basically given the okay to use existing infrastructures to market E15.
No, more power to it. That makes sense. But yeah, I want a higher level because that's the savior of increasing domestic utilization. And it makes sense. You can put out any economics. You don't have to have artificial intelligence for this. It just makes sense to go E20 to E30 and get the president involved, because if he heard the pluses and minuses, he would push it as well. Plus, and this is a big one, one of the shining people in the cabinet, other than Scott Bessent, in my judgment, has been Lee Zeldin at EPA, because he listens to his boss, President Trump, and he's very pro renewable fuels, especially ethanol. And so I don't think you've got the stumbling block at EPA as you had in both prior administrations.
Before we get to the break here, can that Ethanol for America bill be passed? Can anything be passed, really? No. What do you think, Jim?
They're pretty. It's just I've never seen Congress as different than it is now. Yeah. And it's going to get worse with this. Yeah.
We're going to talk about the gerrymandering coming up next. And Maha on AgriTalk.
You say.
Hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code SUMMER and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code SUMMER to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code SUMMER. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code SUMMER. That's promo code SUMMER for a limited time 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's now Carl Jorn, Pioneer Field Agronomist. Carl, talk to me about the Z-Series product introduction. What makes it so special to Pioneer and Corteva Agriscience?
It's really the culmination of breeding technology all coming together. We've got an exceptional understanding of how our germplasm plays out in the field, but then validating it with next generation technology. It's really the culmination of those technologies and just knowing our very diverse germplasm pool that's allowing almost what I feel like a once in a career opportunity for farmers in terms of getting their hands on that next set of Pioneer genetics.
That is very cool, Carl. When they put Z-Series out in the field, what should they expect as far as yield performance goes?
Well, we're seeing 3.5 bushels over all competitive products in the marketplace. And if you dial that in further for folks that are already used to planting in-list varieties, that carries an even better yield advantage, a 3.7 bushel advantage. So I think more than anything, Chip, looking at somewhere around a 12% score improvement for things like white mold, sudden death syndrome, iron deficiency chlorosis, lodging, all these things that ultimately helps us get the beans in the bin. That's what you're looking at in terms of excitement that farmers will truly feel for their first year planting Z-Series varieties from Pioneer. If you look at last year's performance, we had over 250 on-farm trials where we reached over 100 bushels with Z-Series exclusive genetics.
Carl, where can growers go for more information?
Please reach out to your local Pioneer sales representative. They would be more than happy to talk with you about varieties that were picked for the 2026 crop.
Fantastic, Carl. Thank you so much. Carl Jorn, Pioneer Field Agronomist.
My husband is a veteran, and he was injured in the line of duty.
It happened while I was deployed to Iraq. We were stopped at a checkpoint, and then all of a sudden, there was a loud explosion. An IED detonated 3 feet from my face.
It was bad.
I remember thinking, who's going to take care of my wife and daughter?
We took care of each other with a lot of help from DAV.
When America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I don't know what we would have done without them.
DAV was the voice that we didn't have.
Every year, DAV helps more than a million veterans like Jason get the life-changing support and benefits they've earned so they can achieve more victories.
It wasn't easy, but he never gave up.
My victory is knowing my disability doesn't define me.
He's an inspiration.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.45% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit fbn.com/agritalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We are heading into our final segment of this week's free-for-all. Jim Wiesmeyer, Real Agriculture, Sean Haney with us. And next week we are expected to get the second MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, Commission report. This one is expected to be titled Make Our Children Healthy Again. Jim, to say that the anxiety levels are a little high over this would be an understatement, huh?
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time this week on this topic. Now, the Aggies are going to get what they want, a far more preferable accounting on pesticides, glyphosate, etc. But the big issue, Chip, that dwarfs even that, believe it or not, is what they will eventually say about ultra-processed foods. We won't get a definition in this one because this is the only topic to date that both FDA and USDA has asked for public comment on. And that doesn't end until September the 23rd. Now, why do I say ultra-processed foods are going to be so important? I learned in college you follow the money. Millions of dollars by hedge funds are going into this issue. So you're going to see regulatory shifts, mass litigation, exposing some risk, and it's going to reshape the future of our food industry eventually. So listen to what they say about ultra-processed foods.
Yeah. We need that definition first, right?
I think you do. Now, they had a temporary one, and listen, it's going to be beyond the seed oils, okay? We're talking about ingredients, too. I'm going to be at the Future of Food Conference in Houston in September. That's why I also boned up on this. And all the participants are saying we need a speech about this, about ultra-processed foods, or whether you need a different term. And that's why, you know, this topic is so important. I'm not saying pesticides is not important, but I think the Aggies got their act together. They convinced the White House, Susie Wiles, the chief of staff. So the lobbying was effective and it was needed. But the next big issue, as I say, is ultra-processed foods. And so we saw reports today that a substantial number of kids are fed ultra-processed foods. And watch RFK Jr. go to that one.
Yeah, yep. Well, and then they are, because especially in the low-income category, because they tend because of the price of them. You know, yeah. With all this MAHA stuff again, I just, you know, policy should not be driven by trial lawyers, social media fear, and a bunch of fitness influencers. This isn't science, guys. We don't even have a definition. It's sensationalism with essentially like a government seal. Yeah. And this is just – it's not about the kids. It's about cash. And this is going to irresponsibly potentially generate a huge amount of lawsuits. Like, look at the Bayer situation in glyphosate and what that's doing to that market. Just apply it to food, which is astronomically more. It's not good.
Yeah. Yep. And the thing is, you know, when I think about ultra-processed foods, I mean, the one that just I see immediately is Fruit Loops, okay? But they're talking about, like, even pre-prepped meals, you know, TV dinners.
Yeah,
as being an ultra-processed food, it could reach a whole lot deeper than what many people think. And
well, look,
I think
you're
right to bring it up.
Look at your cases already filed in 24 and this year. Lawsuits have been filed against Kraft, Heinz, Coca-Cola, Nestle's, General Mills, and PepsiCo, alleging that deceptive marketing and failure to warn has led to chronic illnesses, type 2 diabetes, fatty liver disease in children and teenagers. This is the biggie, Chip, because there's a lot of money involved. And I ended my story this week by quoting a longtime Washington person by saying, "This problem is decades in the making, and it's going to take decades to fix." He said, "We had a health crisis in this country, higher private and public health care costs, lower productivity, decades in the making, and involves a health care system driven by writing prescriptions and surgery and treating ill health and not encouraging healthy living. We have raised a generation dependent on technology, leading to a lack of physical exercise, lower socialization, and all of this is contributing to a massive mental health crisis, particularly in our youth." And I couldn't agree more.
To restrict ultra-processed foods is not fixing those systemic issues, Jim, that I 100% agree with. People do need to get outside and do some exercise. But that's not what they're doing here. This is immense overreach, and it continues to be this MAHA running parallel with Secretary Rollins and this great American farmers market. It's hokey, and it's like they have a vision of what this is all going to look like. That is very contrary to what pays the bills today for farmers across the U.S.
It's just one part of the health crisis that I said it took years and likely decades to turn around. You can ban red dye 40 and all the dyes in food, but there's still a case to look at this, of course. But the fixation on a few things, which you just said, Sean, misses the entire point. Americans need to wake up. Life expectancy in this country is falling. The country is going bankrupt, primarily driven by exploding health care costs.
Health care costs.
Right.
Wow. They are going to figure it out. Now, Undersecretary Vaden told the American Sugar Alliance, I want to get this in here real quick. In a comments to him, he said, "I think that you will see when the second commission report is issued that you were heard and that you influenced the results."
Yeah.
So the big picture issues that we're talking about here, guys, are legitimate. And I think we're probably right on the specific targeting of some of the herbicides out there. Man, oh, man, we could talk all morning, fellas. Thank you so much for making time for us today, and we'll talk to you again next week. All right, Sean Haney, Jim Wiesmeyer. Come back this afternoon.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it?
Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling, just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
You're not at your house. You're at a lavish seaside estate. You're not walking the dog. You're hunting for clues in an Agatha Christie mystery. See it differently with BritBox. Stream an endlessly entertaining collection of British TV, including new original series, Ludwig, starring David Mitchell.
Bit awkward, really. I think I might just have solved a murder.
And Outrageous, a scandalous true story.
Seems there's a political extremist in every family these days.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Another day of inaction in the Texas House.
They're being 90.